Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for discussion, considering that our colleague of EU now mentioned it. The ICERT was created in 1965. That's 56 years ago, when most countries were still colonized in the world. And racism was quite well known across in many states, and people all across the world were still fighting for their rights to vote, etc. The ICERT is a very great document considering when it was written, and it made a lot of inroads in it. The reason that later the ad hoc committee was created was because the victims of racism and realized that it needs to be updated, that there should be a common understanding about what is racism, what is systemic racism, how does it still affect this. And therefore, they called for the world, including the people who support the ADIS, I said, which all of us does, we all signed up to it, that it needs to be updated, it needs to be have some common understanding of what believe, especially the victims believe, are racism, and therefore asked for a common understanding of complementary standards to be created. And we'd always had hoped that people will participate in creating that common understanding. This very Human Rights Council, as mentioned, had to create a new mechanism to deal with systemic racism. That obviously shows that that common understanding is not there, because systemic racism 56 years later is still well known, including in the countries that was mentioned now. They did a great study, a fantastic study, and found that they need to do regional action plans to address this. So it seems, yes, while it is a magnificent document, one must also realize that it needs to be updated, and those standards need to be brought into today's life. And this is why in 2001, the world came together with almost 200 countries signing and agreeing to the DDPA, realizing that there's a need for an updated document that brings up a whole new program of activities and a way to deal with racism that updates that very beautiful old document to today's realities, post-colonialization. So, yes, one must be effective. There is the fact that now in New York, a forum has been created for people of African descent as a consultative forum towards others. The working group of people of African descent does magnificent work in doing studies and country visits, etc. That it's time that we give these mechanisms a chance and actually work with them. By saying that the ad hoc committee doesn't work because the very people who do not support it actually don't participate in creating the complementary standards. The same with the DDPA, because of a false narrative being created that it is anti-Semitic. It's one of the documents that clearly state that anti-Semitism should be fought against. It is in it, in the document. There is nowhere in that document that it is anti-Semitic. It is actually exactly the opposite. This very working group last year, in its conclusions and recommendations, stated that anti-Semitism, is like anti-Islamophobia, should be criminalized. Which other document says that? So we need to look at these things, this instrument that was created on a victim-centered basis, not from people who previously did it, that we need to implement this and work hard to deal with this issue, and especially this false narrative that's being created. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm.